Okay, so continue with our short words for the 3 weeks. Parshas Maase, the Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Lamed Ches, the Torah records Aaron HaKohen going up on the Hor HaHor and dying there. And the Torah says, "Bechodesh Chamishi Be'echad LeChodesh," it was the fifth month of the first day. Which Chazal tells it was the Rosh Chodesh Av, which is this Friday. We know that at the end of the day, Aaron HaKohen's Yartzeit is Tafka Rosh Chodesh Av. Also, the Rosh Shlomo Babaver, the Kerem Shlomo, the Babaver Rebbe, is also Yartzeit Rosh Chodesh Av. There's got to be a connection between Aaron HaKohen's Yartzeit being the beginning of the 9 days and who Aaron HaKohen was. We know that Chazal tells that Aaron HaKohen used to make shalom between between husbands and wives, and between anyone who was a machlokas, because Aaron HaKohen is able to see the good within every single person. There's a beautiful story known as Reb Shlomo from Reb Shlomo Freifeld, which really encapsulates who Aaron HaKohen was and who really Reb Shlomo Freifeld was. A married Talmud once complained to Reb Shlomo that his wife was habitually late for appointments and events, and he found that he was unable to cope with this tendency, that his wife was always so late. "If you get tense," says Reb Shlomo, "from your wife's habit, it's because you are not sufficiently makir tov for all that she does for you. The next time that you're stuck waiting for her, focus on how you would be completely unable to manage without her." Meaning, the next time you feel negative thoughts about someone, focus on all the things that she does for you, and then you'll be able to get past. Aaron HaKohen was able to do this because he was able to make shalom between other people, because he always told the people to look for the good within other people. As Rabbi Nachman Herz and Reish Pei Beis, always look for the good in others. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look for the good in you. And then when you look for the good in others, that'll actually cause the good to actually happen. And I believe that's really why Aaron HaKohen Zoytzeit is after the first day of the 9 days. The 9 days, obviously, the whole 3 weeks is this whole culmination of all that Avos Yisrael, Avos Chinam. But it all starts with our perspective. It all starts with how we look at each other. And Shlomo says, and this is really an Aaron HaKohen's perspective, when you get negative thoughts about someone, start thinking positive thoughts, and then you'll realize that you can't. Those negative thoughts will just walk away, because you can't do anything without the other person. When a person has negative thoughts about someone, train yourself to think, what does this person do for me? And then the negative thoughts will just go away. We should be zochah to have an ayin tov, just like Aaron HaKohen, and ayin tov, just like Reb Shlomo Freifeld was trying to teach his student. Shkoach.